This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Lots of different ways. Some people associate getting high with maybe smoking marijuana or doing some kind of drugs. I don't consider that to be my high. I'm high because we're here together, and I'm thankful to be able to share ideas with you and to have you share ideas with me. I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen. This is the In-Depth Hour of Good Day, 888-302-3684. I didn't do a 2020 news quiz question yesterday, purposely to see if anyone would miss it. And yes, in fact, there were people, what happened to the news quiz? Well, we'll have one for you in a few minutes. Meanwhile, the focus on Italy and the earthquake, 251, is that what the number is now, Kara? Something close to that,
247.
Yeah, well, I'm sure as things change and get rockier. Matter of fact, there was another earthquake, not as bad as yesterday's, but it was about 4.2 on the Richter scale. It's really bad. The death toll keeps going up. The earthquake has reduced a number of towns to rubble. This is an area northeast of Rome by about an hour or two, depending. The name of the town I was trying to think of yesterday was Padua, P-A-D-U-A, which is a beautiful sort of sub-mountainous area of Italy, and it's in this area that all this happened. And then it's not very far to the coast. Italy, you know, is not that big a country. You can drive, easily drive across from east to west in 4 hours. North to south might take a day, but it's not a big country. It's a beautiful country, though, in so many different ways. People are crazy there. But the world is coming together, as are the Italians. You know, they're notorious for having a schizophrenic government. They're so passionate, they're so emotional, and that plays in every part of their lives, from who rules the country, to how they do business in the country, to what they eat in the country, and to how they help their fellow residents. Rescuers all over the place continuing to dig around. There are hundreds and hundreds of people, as you can imagine, who are injured. The photos that you see and the video that you see show the scale of devastation. These older buildings just crumbling.
Yeah, I don't even know how they start looking for people. I mean, I guess you just pick a place and start there and then keep moving because the entire town is just gray with dust and rubble.
It's the same as when you were, let's see, how old would you have been on September 11th?
I was nine.
9 years old.
Yeah.
Okay. So what do you remember about the pictures you saw then? There's a correlative here to what we saw then to that sort of thing. It's the same mess.
I mean, of course, obviously, you remember going, because I was in school when it happened, and of course, you know, all the parents started coming to pick kids up as soon as they heard about it.
Yeah.
And you go home, and it's on the TV over and over again, and so you see the big fireball. But then afterwards, just everything covered in ash. Yeah. Yeah. And how they were able to, I mean, you can understand why so many firefighters died trying to get in and search for people.
Yeah.
What a mess.
Yeah, right. And still we think about those people. So in years to come, there will be many people who will be thinking about what happens as of today. There are so many people who realize what's going on. The question, this is what brings out the best in humanity. The worst events bring out the best in humanity.
I was going to say the same thing because we've seen it in Louisiana and we see it here. Everyone, it's not, you know, just police or emergency people coming out to help. It's everyone.
Yeah. So let's take a moment, actually, and think about challenges that you've had in your life. The challenges they have in Italy are extraordinary. Challenges that they have in the Middle East are extraordinary. We have challenges. We all have challenges in our own life. But let's just take a moment and be thankful. Think about all of the things. In this circumstance, the Italians have found peace, if you will, in themselves, in that they can help each other. They're a pretty helpful group anyway, as a whole. They're not as standoffish as the French are. But this sort of thing gives us cause to be thankful for what is the basic nature of humanity, and that is to help. It is to serve. It is to recognize the strengths that we have and other people have. That's really what ought to be. And my priority is sort of taking shape in that area. There are so many things that we have around us to be thankful for, and we ignore. We become so spoiled. And the people in Italy, they're used to having a day starts, and you go have a cappuccino maybe and go to work for a few hours. They're not notoriously hard workers in Italy. They work for 2 or 3 hours, then they have 2 or 3 hours off, and they go back and work for another 2 or 3 hours. That's kind of the way it is. But look at the peaceful lives that they lead. And so now with all of this going on, it's really shaken them to the foundation, literally. That's not supposed to be a pun. But they're working together. And I think that's something we look at and can learn from and do ourselves. And then thank whatever the source is of your help. That's who you say thank. Thank you to Fred, and thank you to Giuseppe, and thank you to whomever. Here's the latest overview from one of the news bloggers.
The whole ceiling fell on my head, the survivor says. I just managed to put a pillow on my head, and I wasn't hit. I was lucky. It's a tragedy this country has known before. 8 years ago, a powerful quake in L'Aquila claimed more than 300 lives. That city remains a ghost town. In Rome this morning, Pope Francis prayed for the victims of today's tragedy. Hearing that there are children among the victims, he says, I am deeply saddened. The buildings may want one day be rebuilt, but life here has been shattered.
Yeah. There is something about the revealing nature of people's thoughts regarding children versus those who are older. Why do you suppose it is? This is a rhetorical question, or you can answer it on Twitter, or you can call us at 888-302-3684, Twitter at Good Day Show, Facebook /Good Day. Why is it that people value children? Some people value children more than adults. Why are they, you made the special notice that she made there, oh, there's children in there. Why do you think that?
I don't know if that's necessarily valuing them more, but just being sad about the fact that they're not going to get to experience life the way that an adult would have. You know, it's sad that everyone of any age dies, but the fact that at least as an adult, you get to meet people and love and experience a lot of different things. And, I mean, you get that as a child, but not, you don't get to experience the full spectrum of it. And that's kind of sad.
That's a good point. The prime minister said that Italians, quote, show their best side in difficult moments. He said we have to continue to work and dig through the debris in order to save more lives, give hope to all those involved in these areas. The best side, that's it. Let's present and think about their best side, because you're not going to stop this sort of thing. There are a lot of things that go on in our lives that we can change and we can stop. You can't stop this sort of thing from happening. You can't. And you have a hard time, even because of the way it happens, knowing that it's going to happen when it's going to happen. So the best you can do is defend yourself against it, or just being prepared in some way to work it through once it happens. 16 past the hour, 2020 News Quiz question coming up.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4.
It's wicked good with the sausage, dude.
And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
Rev it up and bury the needle at Victory Motorcycles' Red Line sales event. Get rebates up to $2,500 or payments as low as $99 a month on a new V-twin-powered Victory motorcycle. Now is the time to own the big-wheeled Magnum Bagger or the liquid-cooled Octane, the most powerful Victory ever built. Offers valid in the U.S. and Canada, subject to credit approval, and valid on new 2014 through 2016 models and on 2017 Victory Octanes. Good through 8/31/16. Certain restrictions and exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
QL1, this is Control, checking in to see how excited you are for launch. Over. Well, actually, Control, I'm kind of bored.
I think you cut out, QL1. It sounded like you said you were bored.
That's affirmative, Control.
You're about to travel 17,000 miles per hour through Earth's atmosphere, and you're bored?
It just doesn't sound that exciting after using Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. I was able to get a completely online custom mortgage approval in minutes.
All right, you cut out for sure this time. Did you say I can get a mortgage approval in minutes?
That's right, Control. Minutes. Whether you're purchasing a new house or refinancing your existing home, Rocket Mortgage securely pulls your pay stubs and bank statements to build you a custom mortgage solution so you get exactly what you want.
Wow, that is exciting.
Yep, definitely better than months of dehydrated ice cream and powdered orange drink.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy. I need some more school supplies for my son.
Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Back to school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day. Like 12 packs of mechanical pencils for just 75 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
This thing is more. It's 18 after the hour. Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen. The pain that happens when people find one of their loved ones gone. That has to be an experience. Isn't any different than what would happen in normal circumstances? But let's just say someone in your family passes away, and what you think about that when it happens versus when it having something like this is so unexpected, so it becomes more dramatic, I suppose, in a manner of speaking. Rescuers are doing, and these are people, again, some of them trained, some of them they're not, the sort of police and fire, but the onlookers who clap and cheer, I probably shouldn't bring this up, but in this context, what it reminds me of is that scene from Love Actually, where the English actor, whose name I can never remember, Colin Firth, thank you, in my own mind, goes into the Italian town to ask the young Italian woman to marry him. Have you ever seen that movie?
Yeah, I have. Is this the part where he's in the restaurant and everyone cheers?
Yeah, right. So that's sort of, that's very typically Italy. And so the people who are watching, who may not be able to help, but they're there to sort of cheer on all those people who are working to save him, there's an abundance of good that comes out of stuff like this.
Yeah, I mean, I would say it's actually good having people like that, because I can't imagine how stressful or even maybe demoralizing it could be to repeatedly pull people from the rubble that aren't alive. So to have someone there cheering for you, you know, to keep you going, that's a good thing.
All right, time for our 2020 News Quiz question. Authorities believe hackers from what country have targeted the New York Times this week? 888-302-3684. Copy of the book, Life is Good When You Do the Work, which is all about the philosophy of things that we're talking about here with the Italian experience. That's it's good inspiration. The question, authorities say hackers from this country have targeted the New York Times this week. What country are we talking about? 888-302-3684, 888-302, Doug. Not a lot of heavy lifting because there's probably only four or five countries you might come up with. Pick the right one, you get the prize. 21 after the hour here.
paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based only upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
I guess, sir, if you say so, some of us just like to read. One second.
Well, funny change at the hour here. Here's Lady Gaga. Where do we find out her real name was? What, Stephanie something or other? What's her real name?
Germanotta.
What is it?
Stephanie Germanotta.
Germanotta, that's it, okay. A.K.A. Lady Gaga. A few artists who can reach number one on the real-time Billboard and Twitter trending 140 chart without actually releasing a song, but Gaga has done it. A lady has the distinction after she announced on social media that the first single off her new album will be called Perfect Illusion. The song isn't going to be released till next month, but that hasn't stopped her fans called Little Monsters from going wild with anticipation. So it's now been confirmed that Mark Ronson, who is the producer for Bruno Mars' Uptown Funk, produced this single. Says one of his favorite things he ever worked on. He says, quote, "I went in on the first day with very open expectations. I knew she was very talented. I'd seen her perform and knew how seriously she takes her music. She's really a musician at heart and is happiest when she's sitting behind the piano yelling out some chord changes to the drummer or to another band member." Back to what I said a few minutes ago about your brain.
Mm-hmm.
I think her brain functions. And she's
I would love to see that scan.
Well, but she also said she smokes a joint every time she is trying to get creative. That's what gets her into the creative zone. Huh. One of my favorite records to work on, so says Mr. Ronson. I think it's just really good music, probably a record for people who might not have realized that her music had something in it for them. I think Gaga's got something for a lot of people, actually.
Yeah. Her voice is pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Plus, you know, there are just people who know how to make hits, and I'm going to put in that category Taylor Swift. Katy Perry.
Yeah.
Definitely Lady Gaga knows how to make a hit.
The hits just keep on coming. All right. Okay, so that's the Gaga story. Here's a story. This is very interesting. Neil Young has been focused on a couple of different stories today. His annual Bridge School Benefit Concert returns this year to celebrate his 30th year. Metallica is going to be there. Roger Waters, My Morning Jacket. This is an all-acoustic nonprofit charity event organized every year by Neil and Peggy Young. It'll be October 22nd, 23rd at the Shoreline Amphitheater in Mountain View, California. It might be an interesting take, Jen. Mountain View is up almost, is it almost into Oregon? Am I in the right place?
You know, I always try to figure out, I don't know where Mountain View is, actually. I see that they have great concerts there, and for some reason it sticks in my brain that it's like up by Lake Elsinore.
Yeah, okay. He's going to do Farm Aid again this year like he usually does. This performance at the Bridge School Benefit will have, let's see here, Promise of the Real, Dave Matthews Band, Willie Nelson, Nora Jones, Cage the Elephant, the E Street Band guitar, Nils Lofgren will be there. I think Lofgren and Young have been friends for years and years and years. This concert raises money for the Bridge School nonprofit, which helps children with severe speech and physical impairments. I believe he had, what, he had polio when he was a kid? Isn't that, don't I remember
he had
that?
Polio, yeah, and his son is nonverbal with cerebral palsy, and then they had a second son who's also nonverbal with a different, yeah, and that's what made them start the Bridge School.
Well, his wife started this in 1987, money raised from the first concert after she was not able to find a suitable school placement for the two children that you're talking about. Last year's concert included performances from Young and Lofgren and the Dixie Chicks. Ryan Adams was there. Sheryl Crow. Gary Clark Jr. So the tickets will go on sale, I think, next Monday for this, the Bridge School Benefit.
Yeah.
Should you be interested in taking that in?
I always buy these, but I'd love to go and see it in person.
Yeah, just to support them, yeah. 28 after the hour.
Look out in the street there. You know what you don't see? My car, because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. Know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun. And hey, you know what else you don't see? You don't see me leaving for work in the morning, because I missed so much time with court and everything that I got fired.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Plan your dive and dive your plan. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll tell you how this simple rule can make the difference between a great dive and a not-so-great dive.
This scuba tip is brought to you by Dan, Divers Alert Network. Dan helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the Dan Hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join Dan today by going to dan.org. Dan, your dive safety association.
Proper dive planning is essential. Pick a dive site within the experience level of you and your buddy. Decide on the objective of the dive. Set a depth limit and time. Identify entry and exit points. And make sure you have a current emergency action plan. Finally, complete a pre-dive safety check and confirm your dive plan with your buddy. Dive into Dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
Hey, it's a Butterfinger peanut butter cup.
Yeah, kind of a square, though, right?
Sure, square on the outside, but bold on the inside, thanks to smooth peanut butter with crispity, crunchity bits of Butterfinger.
Ah, it's so bold, it defies physics by being smooth and crunchy.
So bold, it started a peanut butter cup revolution.
So bold, it broke the internet with a pic of its cup.
So bold,
can we just eat one?
That's bold.
Smooth and crunchy Butterfinger peanut butter cups. Bolder than bold.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Doug Steffen with Tara Schilling, 34 after the hour. Is it true that Ryan Lochte is going to go to Dancing with the Stars? Ryan Lochte on Dancing with the Stars. I find that to be amusing. And don't ask that. Why is that? I just find it to be amusing. The 2020 News Quiz question, focusing on who it is that has hacked into the New York Times this week. In the buzz or on the buzz, 888-302-3684. 12 prize for the person who's not won before, who's been on our 2020 News Quiz question the last 4 or 5 months. Authorities in Washington believe that hackers from this country have targeted the New York Times this week. Why? I wouldn't know. I don't get why. I mean, I guess you get why some hackers would want to hack into a bank, for example. Right? or hack into some government site. If you're from one government and you want to get into another government, the Israelis are hacking into our systems all the time, but it's sort of friendly hacking. If the countries are our friends, then it doesn't bother us so much, but if they aren't our friends, it bugs us. As well, it ought to. I think it would. Would you like, put it another way, how'd you like to have your best friend hacking into your website so he or she could see what it is that you're doing with your time when you're corresponding with people, or what your banking stuff is all about, or whatever? If they're your friends, why would they want to do hacking? Or would it be described as something else? If they're your friends, is that hacking? Or does hacking just imply that something being done by somebody you don't like? That could be another distinction, isn't it? I've been hacked by people I didn't even know, or entities that I didn't even know. So anyway, to get to the bottom of this 2020 News Quiz question so I can get the answer before or by 20 before the hour, the American authorities believe this country is responsible for hacking into the New York Times website, 888-302-3684. What country are we talking about? Speaking of countries, let's do a little trip around the world to get some news from other parts of the world. Members of the British Parliament pushing for a worldwide ban on plastic microbeads. You know what those are used for? Cosmetics, creams, that sort of thing, cleansers.
They're in a lot of face washes.
Yeah, right. They're tiny little balls of plastic, like a 1 millimeter little ball, have been used in toothpastes as well, and body washes, creams. Some of them, I put them on my face. Have you ever put them on your face, Carrie? Do you know when you feel these little things?
I actually used to, and then the first time I really heard about it was my mom, because she, like I said, she went to college and did environmental engineering, and she is not a big fan of them.
No. Well, they're small, they're able to absorb chemical pollutants, so if you take a shower with one of these products, it could send 100,000 microbeads into the waterways, and that's what people are worried about. They're not worried about you, they're worried about polluting the water, it would seem.
Well, you know, there's actually a good solution that I hadn't thought of before, because I think the reason that most people like them is because they scrub your face and you feel like, you know, you're really getting clean because it's exfoliating. But you can use things like sugar scrubs that will give you the same effect. It'll scrub your face, but those dissolve in water, so you don't have to worry about them going into the water system and polluting body's water.
Yeah. They've a lot of these cosmetic companies have promised to stop using them by 2020. There are a lot of cosmetic companies that are British, interestingly enough. Bed Bath, Beyond, a lot of products. You go in those stores and see things made in England, Europe. So this is an international issue. So these people say that's what the presentation was to the British Parliament. And so that's why they're pushing for this to happen all over the world. This is sort of graphic, but it gives you an idea. If this stuff washes down into a public sewerage system, sooner or later, the sewerage system, the essence of what the liquids are, ends up in the water supply and goes out to sea, let's say. And so what happens is that smaller fish are likely to eat them. It's, they're dangerous as plastic bags. One fish eats another fish, and as the food chain moves up all the way to dinner tables, humans eventually are the ones eating these microplastics. And so what the people want to know what this stuff is made from? Mostly old tires. So you're eating car tires. If you want to follow all the way from the bottom to the top, you're eating tires. So,
You know what I found last year when I first started thinking about this was there's an app called Beat the Microbead, and it's kind of similar to an app that Victoria was talking about the other day where you can search for different cosmetics or cleaning supplies that you have, and it'll tell you if they're toxic or not. Well, this app, you can either put in the code on the barcode or scan it, and it will tell you if there are microbeads in it or not. That way you can decide, you know, you could do it in the store, so you buy it or not, because not all of them Some of them have it on the label. Some of it's obvious if it's microbeads, but other ones it's not so obvious, especially if it's not a clear container. So you can scan it and decide if you want to buy it or not based on if it has microbeads.
All right. Elsewhere around the world, the Chinese are touting a new bridge. Tourists are terrified. Glass-bottom bridge, 1,400 feet long, almost that high above the ground in some sections in the Hunan province. This is the area that was the inspiration for Avatar, so you can, in your mind, visualize what it looks like here. So they spent $3 million building the longest glass-bottom bridge in the world and the highest one. It's glass. It's like the glass-bottom boat, but with the people crossing it, can't you imagine that it'd be some fear it might break? Chinese officials forced to shut down a different glass walkway last year when one of the glass panes cracked.
That makes you feel good.
I thought you were walking across that. So think about the glass floor, the Willis Tower Sky Deck in Chicago, which is 103 stories off the ground. My stomach just turned.
Didn't they also do this on the Tower Bridge in London? I was pretty sure that over top of the road, really? The higher part of it, there's a glass section, and you can walk on it, and you're right over top of the road.
Well, what makes this crazier in China is that they're going to use it as a bungee jump as well. So you walk out on the catwalk.
Sounds like a whole lot of ways to die.
Oof. It'll scare the hell out of yourself one way or the other. All right, news from around the world. The answer to the 2020 news quiz question coming. I'm going to tease you a little bit with that. 42 past the hour.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you are interested in managing your high blood pressure without medication, I've got some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment called the Zona Plus. Zona Plus, safe, easy, lowers your blood pressure 10% or more naturally. It's so effective it works for 9 out of 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. Use it once a day for 12 minutes. At least 22 clinical studies confirm regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 6 weeks. No side effects. Try it risk-free. Try the Zona Plus now by calling 866-669-9662. That's 866-669-9662. The company is offering you a special savings of $50 and free shipping. That's 866-669-9662. Or go to Zona.com and tell them you're listening to Good Day.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information.
The cover Covercraft products you know and trust are now available directly to you at Covercraft.com. You'll find custom car covers manufactured with high-performance fabrics, Carhartt seat covers in new Realtree camo patterns, dash mat dashboard covers, Colgan custom bras, specialty protection products from Canine Covers, and a whole bunch more. Be sure to use the code DRIVE at checkout to receive free shipping in the continental U.S. Get protection for whatever you drive at Covercraft.com.
All right, 45, almost 46 past the hour. Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen. A slight hiccup in the phone operation. Even you may have, when Kara was talking, heard the phone going ding, 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 ding. All right, so as we work our way around that, the answer to the 2020 News Quiz question is Russia. The Russians have hacked into the New York Times, it would seem. Why? Why? Why would they want to attack the New York Times? They've taken a shot at some other U.S. media outlets, apparently. I don't know why, and it's unclear what they're really looking for. The New York Times Moscow Bureau was targeted, so it's probably easier. Anybody who's got a news bureau like CNN, other newspapers and news organizations that have bureaus in Russia are being hacked, apparently, with some regularity. Why? That seems silly. Maybe they're practicing. Maybe it's the Young Hackers Club in Russia that's practicing on that. All right, so we go from news around the world to news from out of this world. There's a new planet discovered that may be Earth-like, and it's pretty close. Are we going to look for life outside our solar system? This is where we ought to start. The planet, for the most part, has water, which is liquefied water, not frozen water. That's obviously critical to life. In its habitable zone, it's not too hot, it's not too cold. That's how, if you have water on the surface of a planet, then it is, by definition, some place that you could live. The planet orbits the closest known stars to ours, which is Proxima Centauri, which is 4.25 light years away. Isn't it amazing that we can actually find and have with cognitive reality information that is reliable about a planet that's 4.25 million, or four, whatever it is. Here's the, remember we did the formula and gave everybody a headache, Kara? 182,000.
Are we going to do that again?
I'm just trying to do it in my own mind. 182,000 miles per second. Times 60, which is a minute, times 60, which is an hour, times 24, which is a day, times 365, which is a year, times 4.25. All right? And that's how far away the planet is. It's in our southern sky, but you can't really see it with the naked eye. This is a very short trip in space terms, too far to travel, at least with what we know right now, technologically speaking. But we'll figure it out sooner or later. I'll take a trip there. The planet is the same size as the Earth. Gravity would be close to what we have here. Its days and nights are strange circles of the sun every 11 days. That'd be kind of weird. So anyway, NASA's James Webb Space Telescope, set to launch in a couple of years, will be able to look for an atmosphere on this planet. So we can go and be okay. Speaking of that, NASA is trying to sell the space station. Do we have time for this now? I've gotten into this other thing and all excited about it.
Not yet. You'll just have to tell them about it. They'll have to hear your voice.
Well, NASA says that they're negotiating with SpaceX and Boeing because they're familiar with the space station. They send people up. Well, they send them up there, but they send people in a figurative sense because there are cameras everywhere and there people are studying whenever they send a crew and supplies up there. They're watching every single move. So they know what the story is. It's just kind of cool that we have the ability now to have learned all the things we've learned. And now this, the government's paid for it. Now the private sector is going to pay for it. So that's a good thing, I think. I like to have private sector more than the government involved in things, don't you? It's 10 before the hour.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP?
We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Like to hear the lovely contrails of the musical dogs who bring us into a focus on your pets and the life and times of one Warren Eckstein, who is the author of Memoirs of a Pet Therapist. As America's leading animal expert, he has spent a lot of time training dogs and finding out what you need to know about your dog, et cetera, et cetera. So we have some extra time today because he's going to be with us this hour and next hour. Give you something to look forward to. We want to stick around a little bit. Warren Eckstein up next here.
If you run a business, plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that some vans are too small, others too big. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. With unmatched safety features, a 2,500 two-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall, it's big enough for the job. Yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles, and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. During the Metris Summer Savings event, save $3,000 on all 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris models. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run.
Offer valid only to qualified customers for purchase or lease of eligible 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris vans. Cashback only available on the purchase or lease of a 2016 Metris van from new dealer stock. See your authorized Mercedes-Benz Vans dealer or mbvans.com website for full offer details. Offer ends August 31st, 2016.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, just picking up my online back-to-school order.
Here you go.
And with Staples' 110% price match guarantee, you got the lowest prices.
Order online, ready in store in an hour.
Staples makes going back to school easy peasy.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Any more and this will get cheesy.
Order online, pick up in store, and get everything you need at the lowest prices, period. Staples, make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time, see store at staples.com for details.
Pet expert Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show, which you can check out every weekend, broadcasting around the country to hundreds of radio stations. He's a very cool guy. I like to consider him a friend. I know he was Charlotte's friend, and he will be your pet's best friend just because of the extensive knowledge that he has. I don't know what attracted me to this. I was on Amazon last week, and I was looking for something, and because I've purchased books before about dogs and pets, this book came up called Cold Noses at the Pearly Gates. It's a book that was written by Gary Kurz, who has had the experience that all of us have had, losing a pet, but he offers a great deal of hope. Lost. When will I see? I saw a posting actually on Facebook, I think, Warren, a couple of weeks ago, suggesting that we all should understand what the range is, all of us who have pictures, and we see them again. But this book is just cool.
It's important, especially, you know, a lot of children have questions about what happens to their pet when their pet passes away.
Oh, yeah.
Anything that helps explain, and I think the Rainbow Ridge was originally written to help children understand the concept of ridging one life towards another life. So I think any book that will help people get through it, because people are devastated when they lose their pets.
I had Meredith got me a couple of tapes when Charlotte died that I still listen to, and there's a book that I found also last year called The Grief Recovery Handbook for Pet Loss, which focuses on whether you've got dogs or cats or horses or whatever your pet may be. It's very handy. So I would recommend both those books, Cold Noses at the Pearly Gates and the Grief Recovery Handbook for Pet Loss. Both of them you can get on Amazon.
And one tip, Doug, that's real important for those people that are really having a difficult time getting through the loss of their pet, most humane organizations and rescue organizations do have grief counselors trained specifically to help people get through it.
Right. There's a posting on Facebook and other social media focusing on Canine Advantix, which has been used in place of Frontline. Apparently it's been used, and this particular woman writes about how her dog reacted to it. She had a 20-pound dog, and the dog got very sick, and they had to bring him to the vet and spend $1,000. I mean, what do you know, the effect of the kidneys? You know anything about this?
I've been hearing more and more about it. Many of my listeners were talking about it. The concept twofold. Number one, the dogs either reacted to it, or number two, there was no reaction and didn't help with the fleas. And some people are suggesting that the formulas, when you buy them at a pet store versus your veterinarian, the formulas may actually be different. So that's
really
something you need to take into consideration.
Right. This dog had to be on an IV for 48 hours, all kinds of stuff. Get the advice from your pet, because from your vet, because more often than not, the vets have done blood work and they'll know what your pet can assume or take. Warren Eckstein here from the Pet Show at 59 past the hour.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.